Today's discussion will be the status of non-observant Jews in Halacha, who is considered, as we will talk about, a Mechalel Shabbos b'Farhesia, and how it affects many Halachas. Once again, please do not rely upon this for regular Halacha. For normative Halacha, a competent Rav must be consulted. So the Gemara in Chulin, Daf Hei, writes, we know that if someone serves Avodah Zarah, he's called a mummer. And for many halachas, he has the status of a non-Jew. We're not going to be dealing with someone like that today. We're going to be dealing with the discussion of someone who breaks Shabbos. If someone breaks Shabbos, what is his status when it comes to regular halacha, drinking his wine, counting him in a minyan, all these things. So the Gemara in Chulin Daf Hei says that if someone breaks Shabbos publicly, he's called a mechalel Shabbos b'farhesia, he breaks Shabbos publicly, Dinoi Kigoi, he has the status of a non-Jew. So that's obviously that's a very, very important halacha to know, because that means that basically that means that you can't count him for a minion. That means that you can't drink wine that he touched, and any status that you would be allowed to do for a non-Jew, you wouldn't be allowed to interact with him in this on that level. The reason behind that is, as Rashi explains, when we rest on Shabbos, we're doing so because HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world in 6 days and rested on the seventh. So potentially, if someone breaks Shabbos publicly, not only is he desecrating Shabbos, he's questioning that God rested on the seventh and God created in the sixth. So in a way, he's questioning that God created the world. And because that's why Shabbos is not just considered a regular Avera if you break Shabbos, it's considered so terrible because you're getting involved in questioning who created the world, and if he didn't rest on the seventh, who said he created on the sixth? That's the basic understanding of the Gemara. So the question is, though, how does it affect all our regular non-observant friend who comes to your house on Shabbos, who doesn't keep Shabbos right now, he's not yet keeping Shabbos? Does that mean that you can't count him for a minion? Does that mean that he can't touch wine that he touched? You can't drink wine that he touched? How does that affect us? So today we're going to be discussing the many, many qualifications that go into saying someone is a public desecrator of Shabbos. We're going to see that it doesn't just mean you break Shabbos. It has to be that you break Shabbos in a certain way. It has to be that you know what you're doing, as we'll discuss. So first, let's see what's considered publicly desecrating Shabbos, because we know if you break Shabbos privately, you don't have the status of a non-Jew. The Gemara says beferish mechalel Shabbos b'farhesia. It has to be done publicly. The basic understanding for that is because, as Rav Moshe Feinstein explains in a tshuva, when you break Shabbos privately, the assumption is that you're doing so because you still love Hashem, but you're doing so out of taiva. You have a certain taiva you want to do. But when you break Shabbos publicly, it's such a public act. It's considered an act of defiance. We'll discuss that later on. But what does it mean, public? So the Bala Itta writes, it's brought down by the Beis Yosef and Eben Ezra Simen Mem Dalet, that it's only considered a public desecration of Shabbos if you break Shabbos by working in the fields. Meaning, if you were to go outside and, cook. Cooking on Shabbos, even though it's public, that is considered a desecration of Shabbos. It's one of the 39 melachos. Cooking is not enough to do it. It has to be an action that's done in the ground, like threshing and winnowing. The reason for the basic understanding for his opinion is that to be public, it has to be the most public act. And the most public act historically was doing something in the field. Now, Rav Kiveger, though, in Yoredeus and in Reish Samach Dalet, it's printed in the beginning of Hilchos Mila, he writes that the Itter is a Das Yachid. He says, he quotes this opinion, he says, Koshali Lasso Snif Mize, I don't know what to do with this opinion, Kiven Hu Milsa Detmiya, because I don't understand it. Who cares that it's done in the field? So let's say I cook outside, that's not a public desecrator Shabbos, but I thresh, it is. The Rav Kiveger doesn't like it, and therefore Rav Kiveger throws it out. And the Das Torah, the Marsham, writes that this opinion is against all other opinions. So therefore, most people don't really deal with it that much. The second qualification of considered public desecrator of Shabbos is the Chayei Adam. The Chayei Adam writes in Ayin Hei Sif Katan Chavav that it's only considered a public desecration of Shabbos if you would do so in front of a rabbi or in front of your parents. But if a rabbi were to pass by you and you would, you know, I've seen this sometimes where someone's smoking, but when a rabbi comes by, they put the cigarette behind their back. In that case, then it's not considered a public desecration of Shabbos, because it shows, again, the reason why a public desecration of Shabbos is so awful is because it's an act of defiance in front of everyone. But if you were to be embarrassed in front of your parents or in front of a rabbi, then it shows that you're not 100% willing to defy Hashem, yet you still have a part of you that's embarrassed by your actions, and therefore it's not considered a public desecration of Shabbos. However, just to be fair, the Munkach Rav, the Minchas Elazar in Chelek Gimel Siman Chav Dalet, disagrees with us. Okay, the next discussion is Rav Kiveger. Rav Kiveger says that it has to be that you desecrate Shabbos in front of 10 Jews who are currently keeping Shabbos. Meaning, if let's say you're in a non-observant neighborhood and you're breaking Shabbos with your friends who also don't keep Shabbos, says Rav Kiveger, that doesn't make you a status of a public desecrator of Shabbos. It has to be that you desecrate Shabbos in front of 10 people who are still Shomer Shabbos. However, Rav Moshe Feinstein in Igros Moshe, Chelek Aleph, Yerideh, Siman Ayin, disagrees with this, and he says that no, and he doesn't even quote Rav Kiveger, it could be he didn't have it. He says that no, even if you, as long as you break Shabbos in front of 10 Jews, it doesn't matter whether they're Shomer Shabbos or not, you have the public desecrator of Shabbos. Therefore, according to Rav Moshe Feinstein, if you were to drive on a main street in front of other Jews, that would be considered a public desecrator of Shabbos. There are some other qualifications, I'm not going to get involved right now. Some say that it's only if you break Shabbos on a biblical level, some say it's only even on a rabbinic level. Some say it's only if you were testified in court, if you were brought to Beis Din on your desecration of Shabbos. Again, everything is a discussion, but the basic understanding of what I'm trying to prove by all this is that it's not such a clear-cut case. Well, someone, you know, smokes on Shabbos, automatically is a public desecrator, because we're already seeing there are many qualifications. It could be that if you smoke on Shabbos, you are a public desecrator, but it's not 100% accurate to just blindly say that he has the status of a non-Jew, because we see there are qualifications. It could be you have to do it in front of 10 Shomer Shabbos Jews. It could be it has to be in the field, again, so on and so forth. The major heter that the Rabbanim point to is a tinnik shenishba. What that means is like this, only in a couple minutes, so I'll try to summarize this as best I can. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Mamrim that to be considered someone who's a defiant of Hashem, who's a kofer, who's a heretic, it has to be that he's doing so because he wants to fight against Hashem. But if let's say you have someone who's technically Jewish, but he was raised by non-Jews, tinuk shenishma bein hanochrim, you have a Jewish child who was captured amongst the non-Jews, so he doesn't even know he's Jewish, and then he lives his life the way non-Jews live their life, and he doesn't believe in our God, and he doesn't keep Shabbos, because why would a non-Jew keep Shabbos? He doesn't think he's Jewish. Says the Rambam, he doesn't have the status of these chumras of a mechal Shabbos befarhesya, or of a kofer. You can't call him a kofer, because he's not doing it in order to fight Hashem. So that's obviously a big heter that a lot of Rabbanim point to, that it could be the average Jew. Let's say you have what they call him chilonim in Eretz Yisrael. You have someone who in Israel who was raised, you know, not only was he not raised to consider Shabbos an important thing, but let's say he was raised, his parents, let's say, were anti-religious. It's very hard to say that that person, when he desecrates Shabbos, he's doing so because he hates God. On the contrary, he doesn't know what he's doing. He doesn't know that he's breaking Shabbos. He doesn't know that Shabbos is so important. He doesn't understand these things. Therefore, many Rabbanim point to Tinnik Shenishba being a legitimate heter. You know, Moshe Feinstein, now, the Chazon Ish does say in Yerideya, Siman Ayin, Sivka Aleph, Sivkat and Vav, that each case has to be brought to a Rav. You can't make these blanket heter. Someone calls me up and says, you know, I have a friend who's not Shomer Shabbos, can I count him for a minion? I say, yeah, he's probably Tinnik Shenishba. I have no idea whether he's Tinnik Shenishba. Maybe he was a frum kid that at the age of 15, he started having questions about faith and he went off the derech, but he knows what Shabbos is and he doesn't care. So then of course he has the status. He wouldn't have the heter of Tinnik Shenishba. Tinnik Shenishba is not something you could just blanketly apply in all situations. It has to be something that's dealt with on a situation basis. Rav Moshe Feinstein does say that even if they break Shabbos publicly, if it's clear from their actions that they're not doing it to defy God, they're doing it because of taiva, they can't fight their yetzer hara. There was a famous thing, that's what Vasikin was made for in America. Vasikin was that the Jews in America, I mean on Shabbos, the Vasikin Minyanim were for Jews during the Great Depression, that they would have to work on Shabbos because they felt they had to work on Shabbos because they would lose their job otherwise, but they still wanted to keep Shabbos, so they would daven early and then go on the train to work. So Rav Moshe Feinstein says they don't have the status status of Mechal Shabbos before Hezia. They're going to shul. They still care about God. They break Shabbos, but not because they're questioning whether God rested on the sixth and built the world on the sixth and rested on the seventh. They're doing so because they can't fight it, and they feel they can't fight the Yetzer Hara. But it's not a public desecration the way it meant, or the way it was meant during the times of the Gemara. And that's why Moshe Feinstein and Chelak Alosim and Lame Gimel did allow and did consider it not a status of Mechal Shabbos Befer Hesia. One more thing, there is Machlokas HaPoskim, whether if someone doesn't believe in God, he's an atheist, but he wasn't raised. Meaning, does Tinik Shenishba also help for someone who doesn't believe in God? Tinish and Ishba would definitely help if someone breaks Shabbos because he doesn't know what Shabbos is. But what if someone is raised as an atheist? Can he also say, well, I was raised that way, and therefore it's not a problem? Or on the contrary, it could be that atheism or believing in God is something that every Jew, every person should believe in inherently, even if you weren't raised that way. And that itself is a disagreement amongst the poskim. The Tzitz Eliezer brings down such a heter in Chiluk Tesim Mem Aleph Sifkat and Tesavav, but the Stipler Gaon, famously in a letter in the Sefer Moed and Muzmanim Chiluk Tes Daf Yodalad, writes, "Afilu im neima de dinit to tinish and ishba, even if they have the status of a tinish and ishba, amaka akati manasa b'masha chashudim alminus kafir b'torah shabal peh torah shabiksav." What do you, even if they're tinish and ishba, but if they don't believe in Torah Shabbat, they don't believe in Torah Shabbat, they believe in heresy, they don't believe in God, then the fact that they're raised that way has no halachic bearing. Once again, just to summarize, whether someone has the status of a public desecrator of Shabbos is a little bit more complicated than anyone thinks. Not all desecrations of Shabbos make you have the status of a public desecrator of Shabbos, and even if you desecrate Shabbos publicly, if you were doing so because you were raised that way, not because you actually know what Shabbos is, you know, if you were raised from and then you went off the derech, that's one thing, but if you were raised non-religious, then it's hard to call you have the status of the Mechal Shabbos Befer Hesia. I went over a little bit, but that's why each case must be brought to a Rav. I can be contacted at avizakutinsky@gmail.com, avizakutinsky@gmail.com.